This meditation can be used any time you have trouble falling or staying asleep, but it's primarily for use when you find yourself awake in the middle of the night. You'll learn how to stay relaxed and patient with yourself so that sleep may return sooner, and how not to stress out when you remain awake. I'm going to assume that you're in bed. You may also be exhausted, anxious, irritated, or wound up. Most of all, you probably just wish you were sound asleep. I'd like you to do your best to listen to this track right through to the end. That is, have the intention of remaining awake. Think of it as an opportunity to spend the night hours cultivating mindful awareness, rather than as a recipe for getting back to sleep. This might sound counterintuitive, but it's sound psychological advice. Keep in mind that it's possible to use these skills to relax more deeply and profoundly than you could if you were actually asleep. This is not to say that meditation is a substitute for sleep, but just that it's a fine way to remain calm when sleep doesn't seem to come. Now, given that your nervous system might be a little aroused, let's do a quick reset. We'll start with some square breathing over three counts. You can breathe out to begin. Then breathe in for a count of 1, 2, 3, then hold the breath, 2, 3, breathe out, 2, 3, and pause, 2, 3. Again, breathe in, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, out, 2, 3, and pause, 2, 3. Once more, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, release, 2, 3, and pause, 2, 3. And then just let your breath return to its natural rhythm. Perhaps imagining that the air you breathe has the consistency of honey. So the breath seems to move through the lungs very steadily. Breathe in a languid, unhurried fashion. Not rushing the in-breath, not rushing the out-breath. Waiting for the impulse to breathe in and out to come in its own time. And as you breathe in, imagine that your hands form into fists. And as you breathe out, they relax open. You don't have to actually move your hands. Just picture them contracting and releasing as you breathe. And with each out-breath, feel tension in the forearms begin to dissolve. In fact, release the full weight of your arms into the mattress. As though your arms were being permitted to fall asleep. As though nothing was required of your arms for the time being. And they can just lay flopped on the bed, loose and limp. Does one arm feel more relaxed than the other? Which hand feels less tense? You may like to place that less tense hand gently on your belly and let your other hand come to rest on your chest. And feel that honeyed breath flowing beneath your softened arms and hands. Appreciate any sense of comfort you feel, the weight and warmth of your hands spreading across the torso. And just take a few moments to notice how you are. Is your body comfortable? Is this moment okay? Is there anything you could let go? Perhaps an unhelpful thought or expectation? Remember, your body knows how to sleep. It was an expert at sleep before you were even born. You don't need to make any effort to fall asleep. In fact, the more effort you make, the less likely sleep will be. So let's not focus on falling asleep. Let's just enjoy this moment. There may be thoughts and emotions, all kinds of sounds and sensations. Just let them move freely through and around you. If you're a bit wound up, let that energy dissipate, like water evaporating. You need not try to change anything or interrupt anything. Just give everything a little breathing space. Let the sounds and silences of the night whisper in your ears. Allowing them to float by like ships in the dark. Did you know that during meditation you use less oxygen than you do during sleep? That's a clear indication of just how relaxed you can get, even whilst awake and aware. It's possible to get some profound rest just by consciously relaxing. So try not to torture yourself by hoping to get to sleep. Don't make that your goal. It's more useful just to practice being kind to yourself, accepting this moment as best you can. Accepting that you're awake, knowing that there are thousands of other people lying awake right now. Some of them tossing, turning and cursing. Others just glad to be alive, enjoying the silence and dark. Being awake at night can be intensely frustrating. But it doesn't have to be. Of course, being awake and calm is usually better than being awake and wired. So let's take it easy. You don't need to tell yourself not to be anxious or frustrated. Just be honest with yourself. If it's tough, admit it's tough. If you'd rather be asleep, admit that you'd rather be asleep. and then do your best to stop fighting with the way things are. Let each exhalation be a little quieter. Can you hear the beating of your own heart? Or just feel its presence in your chest? What's it like to listen to your own heart? How does your breath respond? How does your mind respond? Your thoughts might be clamoring for your attention, as though they think that your bed is a good place for wild partying, or they might be just drifting around aimlessly. Either way, you can just let them go about their business. Like conversations from another room or another time and place. And you can let your attention drift. As though it were becalmed on the sea. Or floating through the night sky like a balloon. And you can let yourself slip into a reverie. Picturing stars drifting across the night sky. half aware. As though you were completely unconcerned with the contents of your mind. As though you'd almost lost contact with your body. As though nothing really mattered. And as though you could just surrender. Letting go of all effort. And permitting yourself to slip into something comfortable. Perhaps a moment of sleep. Or a strangely familiar dream. And if you're still awake, I hope you're feeling calm. If you feel like you need further support, listen again, or try another sleep meditation. A little guidance is usually beneficial. In any case, enjoy the night.